This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 13th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Chronicles 16, 12 to 13. It says there, in the 39th year of the reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek the help from the Lord, but he sought only the physicians. Then in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his ancestors. End of quote. Asa, the son of Abijah, became the king of Judah between 913 BC to 869 BC. And he did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. You see, he removed the foreign altars and the high places. He destroyed the sacred stones and cut down the images and poles. When Cushite marched against him, he sought the Lord in prayer for his help. He trusted and fully leaned on the power of the Lord God. The Lord helped him to strike down the Cushites and Libyans, who had thousands and thousands more army and chariots. Because of his devotion to the Lord God, Asa removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and for the towns of Ephraim. He repaired the altar in the Lord's temple. His heart was fully devoted to the Lord. You see, he worshipped and made covenants with the Lord. God gave him peace with no war until his 37th year of reign. Marvelous. However, after the 36th year, he started leaning on his plans and agenda without involving God. Instead of continuing to trust and rely on the Lord God, who gave him victory and peace in fear of Baasha, the king of Israel, you know what he did? He pleaded help from the king of Aram. He even took the silver and gold from the Lord's temple and his palace to get the support of the king of Aram. The prophet of the Lord confronted him, reminding the past victories, and he said this to him, "Were not the Cushites and Libyans a mighty army with great numbers of chariots and horsemen? Because you relied on the Lord God, he delivered them into your hand. Now you have done a foolish thing." End of quote. This is because of his reliance on the king of Aram for victory from the king of Israel. 2 Corinthians 16:8. You see, tragically, Asa got angry and with the prophet, and he put him in prison. He also began oppressing some of the people. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. His disease was a severe one. However, he did not even seek the Lord for help. Instead, his trust was on the physicians. In the 41st year of his reign, he died, and they buried him with spices and various perfumes, made a huge fire in his honor. Beloved, pray to God to give a heart fully committed to him all through your life. After beginning excellently, do you want to forsake your trust in God? No, may it never happen. Verse 9 says this, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." End of quote. When severe tests and suffering comes on our way, would you forsake your trust in the Lord? You see, bad experiences of life have the potential to make you bitter and resentful. It has the potential to abandon your first love and trust and commitment in the Lord. Oh, I pray to increase my love, devotion, and commitment through it all. I pray the same for you as well, beloved. You see, bitterness makes your situation, sufferings, much worse than you imagine. Do not allow bitterness to grow up inside you to trouble you. Bitterness can corrupt you and others. Instead, you grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you rely on the Lord fully through your trials and sufferings, the Lord's eyes spot you accurately, even in the remotest parts of the world, and strengthen your inner hearts. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give support to them whose hearts are fully committed to him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, to increase my trust and faith in you. Life gets harder and problems sometimes look scary. However, May my heart be fully relying on you in those difficult times. Help me to finish my race, keeping my faith and trust in you. I know the power for such a life is in the name of your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Save me today and help me to be filled with your love and grace and not to develop bitterness inside me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.